Nitrofurantoin is an antibiotic commonly used to treat UTIs. An estimated 25 million prescriptions are filled worldwide each year. However, when nitrofurantoin is used in older patients, treatment failure can be very common. I'm Dr. Maniza Walji, editorial fellow for CMAJ, and today we're here speaking with Dr. Amit Garg, nephrologist at London Health Sciences Center and professor of epidemiology and biostatistics at Western University. Dr. Garg has co-authored a research article looking at the risk of treatment failure of nitrofurantoin compared with other antibiotics in older women. Welcome, Dr. Garg.
Hi, good afternoon.
So when treating urinary tract infections, some antibiotics are not present in the same concentrations as others. Why might the urine concentration of nitrofurantoin be lower and sometimes subtherapeutic for some patients, like older women?
So a nitrofurantoin, as we know, goes by the brand name Macrobid in Canada, is one of the most commonly prescribed antibiotics for urinary tract infections and bladder infections. And the estimates are there are about 25 million prescriptions worldwide each year. However, there's a concern that less nitrofurantoin reaches the urinary space in people who have low kidney function. So therapeutic concentrations of nitrofurantoin are only achieved in the urine, and it's primarily eliminated by glomerular filtration rate with some secretion through the renal tubule. So if people have reduced glomerular filtration rate or a chronic kidney disease, there's a concern that they're getting subtherapeutic levels in the urinary space and hence may be more at risk of treatment failure. And it turns out that low kidney function is common in older women where urinary tract infections are also common. So approximately 25% of older women have reduced kidney function. So it's a common scenario where you get someone with low kidney function with a urinary tract infection where there's a consideration about whether you can safely use a nitrofurantoin or not.
In this context of low kidney function, what did your study look at? Can you take us briefly through what you compared?
The recommendation to avoid nitrofurantoin in people with low kidney function is actually based on small studies, and the evidence is weak. And so we conducted our study to try to improve our understanding about whether nitrofurantoin is less effective in treating a urinary infection in older women, in people with low kidney function compared to women with normal kidney function. And we're comparing nitrofurantoin with other common antibiotics used for urinary tract infection, particularly trimethoprim sulfamethoxazole, or also referred to Septra, and also fluoroquinolone, ciprofloxacin, norfloxacin. And so what we did is we had 10,000 older women with reduced kidney function, GFRs that were reduced, and we had almost 180,000 women with normal kidney function. And we used the large healthcare databases of Ontario to look at when these older women were prescribed these antibiotics. And then we followed them for 14 days to determine whether they had a treatment failure. We defined that by receipt of a second antibiotic indicated for urinary tract infection, or that they presented to hospital, either the emergency room or were admitted to hospital with a urinary tract infection. And so we compared those outcomes in people who were prescribed nitrofurantoin compared to the other antibiotics I mentioned, first in people with low kidney function, and then we repeated the analysis in people with normal kidney function.
Can you take us through what you found?
So we found that compared to other antibiotics, it is true nitrofurantoin is more likely to be unsuccessful at treating a urinary tract infection, in that you're more likely to receive a second antibiotic in follow-up or be presenting to the hospital with a urinary tract infection. So, for example, in people with reduced kidney function, if you're prescribed nitrofurantoin, almost 14% received a second prescription for an antibiotic in follow-up, compared to 6% of people who were prescribed ciprofloxacin. And in terms of hospital encounters with urinary tract infection, 2.5% of patients prescribed nitrofurantoin had a hospital encounter, whereas that percentage is more like 1% if you were prescribed ciprofloxacin. But it turns out that that relationship is identical whether or not you have low kidney function or not. So we see the same relationship also in people with normal kidney function.
Your findings are in contrast somewhat to other literature about nitrofurantoin. What's the other literature saying?
So when a patient comes to us with a symptomatic urinary tract infection, general guidelines are suggesting to use either nitrofurantoin, which is the antibiotic we were most interested in the study, or trimethoprim sulfamethoxazole as treatment for the urinary tract infection. Now, fluoroquinolones, such as ciprofloxacin and norfloxacin, can also be used, but people suggest caution around using them because we're already seeing increased resistance to those antibiotics. And in terms of stewardship, if we develop a lot of resistance to these antibiotics in the community, we're not going to have them available for severe urinary tract infections or other severe infections. So in that context, urinary tract infections are common and low kidney function is common. And the previous studies have suggested don't use nitrofurantoin in people with low kidney function because of this concern you're not getting therapeutic drug levels in the urinary space. But our findings don't support that. And in fact, they suggest that kidney function should not be a consideration when you decide whether or not to prescribe nitrofurantoin. Some of the strengths of our study was that it was a large population-based study. It's actually over 20 times the size of the samples of prior studies. We studied the use of these antibiotics in routine practice because we were using information based on routine practice clinic visits and prescribing and also presentation to the emergency room or repeat prescriptions. We also focused on events in close proximity to the initial antibiotic prescription, allowing us to be more confident that, in fact, the signal that we see is likely due to the antibiotic prescribing and not something else. And so for those reasons, we feel our study adds value to the literature and helps inform the issue.
Is it clear which antibiotic physician should prescribe for UTIs in this group?
Currently, again, guidelines would suggest using nitrofurantoin or trimethoprim sulfamethoxazole, often as first-line agents in the treatment of urinary tract infections, but it does depend on how much resistance there is to those antibiotics in a given jurisdiction. Fluoroquinolones can be used, like ciprofloxacin, norfloxacin, but in terms of antibiotic stewardship, we do have to be a bit cautious because we can develop resistance in the community to those antibiotics if we use them non-judiciously. And if we get a large segment of the population who's resistant, then it might be quite difficult to treat future severe infections in those people. So what our study is showing is that kidney function should not be a concern when you're prescribing nitrofurantoin. And so you should be considering the other factors, like what are the current guidelines saying about recommended antibiotics in your region? Two is what is the resistance patterns of those antibiotics? And three, what is your goals in terms of antibiotic stewardship to avoid developing severe resistance in the community to certain antibiotics? And so those should be the factors that are used and not someone's renal function in deciding what is the best choice of antibiotic in the setting.
We've been speaking with Dr. Amit Garg, nephrologist at London Health Sciences Center and professor of epidemiology and biostatistics at Western University. To read the research article he co-authored, visit cmaj.ca.